much. Welcome. Our apologies to those of you who are eating when we get just about to take a bite when we started that piece. That's life. It's good to be back here at the Iron Horse. Always good. I don't know how many times we've been there. It's always fun. I'm glad you have earplugs in. I was looking for that. I was just going to ask you, Dan, to be sure you have earplugs. That was a piece of ours. We have a lot of music for you tonight, mostly music of our own, but some other things too. And that was a piece of ours called Hide the Trees. Here's another of ours called Cusp.
Thank you.
Marcus Reuter. I wonder if my cusp is appropriate this week because of the eclipse. Oh. Anyway, this next piece is the opposite of that. It has a German title because Tommy and I, we met in Berlin, Germany, my hometown, around 3 years ago to start work on the album Prog Noir, which was released last year. And, oh, thank you. And this piece is the one piece from the album that has a German title, and the translation is shadowy. So, in a way, we had a little bit of that yesterday. So, this piece is called Schattenhaft.
Thank you. Somebody asked me how long we've been together. It was around 2008, but Marcus joined in 2010, around September, October, no, August. It was August, September. He knows better than I do. We're going to head down to South America in February of the next year, and they wanted a new CD. So the day they met was at my place, and we made an EP called Absalom. And this piece we're going to play is an instrumental on that CD. But about a year later, Tony wrote some poetry. In case you didn't know, Tony wrote the poetry. He has a book of poetry. It's out there. And added lyric to it. And I guess it saved the title. The title was always there, Crack in the Sky. Just let her die.
doing, we're playing quite a, I think quite a few cover pieces in this set. Really, we've changed, somewhat changed the concept a little bit, and we're mostly, with the exception of maybe this piece we just played, we're playing mostly high energy pieces. And this next one is one of my favorites, that always sounded like a King Crimson piece to me, but it's really not. It's a piece from an album by Robert Fripp. The album is called Exposure. And Tony was the main bass player on that record. And that was before he was in Crimson. And I sometimes say it was at the time when he still had hair, but I found out that it's wrong. But anyway, this piece is called Breathless.
Thank you.
that just because I like this piece so much. It's such a great story, so I tell it every night. So it, to me, it feels like I'm, you know, you already know about this, but I don't. When I was 10 years old, my mother and my uncle took me to my very first rock concert. That was in Essen, Germany, and it was Mike Oldfield. It was the Five Hour Flower Tour, and it really left a big impression. And I think that I became a musician that night. And maybe some of you remember that moment in your life when you discovered music as your first love. And so we're gonna play a piece that was played that very evening. This one's called The Rush.
Thank you.
spreading everything around, the development spreads around in the band, really, and also the talking between pieces. I don't know what's on your mind lately, but with me, it's whatever happened to Pluto, it got downsized, there's not full-size planet anymore. Come on. So we've got a piece about that.
I agree.
Which is kind of an interesting way to look at it, where it's how we did with some other things, including a few references to musical pieces. So we think you'll like this, and Marcus is going to do the honors and recite this. It's not called Pluto, but it's about Pluto. It's called Plutonium.
Oh.
Tchaikovsky. Horatio is sitting over there. He's the guy writing a message on Facebook right now. He is a wonderful human being. He is our booking agent and our merch person and our good friend. And Horatio is very happy if he sells merchandise. Like, very, really happy. You know, you just go there, buy something. And actually, we have released a lot of albums in our history. Like before I was in the band, there was one or two releases, an EP and an album. And since then, we've released maybe, I don't know, 9, 10 albums, several live albums, and 3 studio albums. And Pat is going to tell you about the Japanese adventures.
Really? Oh, awesome. Okay, so Horatio, besides selling stuff to be happy, he likes to book gigs. So he probably booked the gig. He's probably even the reason we're here. And not that you have to buy merch, just go talk to the guy, because he's so entertaining and he's traveled all over the world. And I've been thinking, like, someday in my future, I'll have a break and take a vacation. And I'm going to discuss with him whether I should go to Bali or Hawaii or Brazil, what, you know, some exotic place that I've never been. Oh, yeah. Anyway, he concocted the idea a few years ago to take us to Japan and invite David Cross to join us. David's the violin player for Lunchtime. He started September Black, and we met up, and we did shows in Osaka and Tokyo, recorded them. Chopped them up, mixed them by Marcus, and released exclusively to Japan for 1 year. So we have that CD now, and it's called Midori. And then he concocted the idea to do it all over again this year. So we started this year back in February. We did Cruise to the Edge, if any of you ever do that, prog rock cruise, but yes. And around that same time, we went to Japan with Mel Collins, our sax flute buddy from the group. And that resulted in a record called Roppongi. Okay? So that's the story on that, Marcus. Yeah? Now, about this Horatio guy, I never met him. Besides this Horatio, I never knew when we had a song called Horatio. What's that song about? Who is that guy? So I had to conjure up some image in my mind, which was, I don't know, like a black and white movie. Was that the Tin Man, Tony? Yeah, is that movie called The Zither? The Third Man, something like out of the Third Man movie in my mind. Some dude with a fedora that's turned down, and he's walking down the street with double lapels, and he's got a pocket watch that he can swing while he walks down the street. And in my mind, the dude was German. Because all he ever says to me, Daniel, oh Daniel, all he ever says to me, David, all he ever says to me is 999.
Now we're getting to the exciting part of the evening. We're going to play the first King Crimson cover now. And this one is quite a wonderful piece and has become a part of like the overall culture, I'd say. And what is kind of scary for me is that this piece was written in the year that I was born. So it was in 1972. So this piece is called Love Transmasking Part 2. you. That is Mantra, a piece from our latest studio recording, which we've mentioned in passing a few times. That's called Prague Noir. And we would like now to do for you the title track of that. This is Prague Noir.
Thank you.
read the set list wrong and get things all messed up. So I'd like to let someone else indicate this on, but I'm pretty sure this is another Crimson piece from way back, shortly after I joined the band. That was in the 80s. This is from maybe the second album, the blue one. Or maybe it was the yellow one. But this is called Satori.